界の歌。そう僕らは今あ無意味でも願う、ただ君との未来を。
Pulls out your heartstrings. Beautiful, beautiful music. Keiichi Okabe. The rest of the soundtrack is phenomenal. The game is amazing. It's so, so good. Speaking of awesome Japanese games, ...2017, Gravity Rush 2 is also released. I had no idea what Gravity Rush was. I checked out the game, fell in love instantly. It is now one of my top three games of all time. If I had to choose, oh gosh. I think I still would put Katamari Damacy up at the top. I would put Jet Set Radio Future and Gravity Rush 2 in that order. Surprise, surprise, they're all cel-shaded. I like cel-shaded games. They're super cool. The music for Gravity Rush 2 was composed by... Oh, gosh, I want to say Kohei Tanaka. Yes. Kohei Tanaka, who also did the music for One Piece. Shout out to everybody who has stuck with that ridiculously long manga and animation. I applaud your patience. I actually just finished Ghost in the Shell Standalone Complex. Amazing. One of my all-time favorite animes. Love, love, love that. And I'm on the second one, which I never watched, which was Ghost in the Shell Standalone Complex Second Gig. And those animes were from 2002 and 2005, respectively. Super cool soundtrack. The person who did the soundtrack for those, Yoko Kanno, also did the music for Cowboy Bebop, which is, again, also one of my all-time favorite animes. I friggin' love that show. This is Le Commencement. I think it's Le Commencement. I can't remember. I can never remember. They have their own language in this game. It's pretty cool. Oh, and the instead of cutscenes, you navigate through the dialogue as if it's presented in like a graphic novel comic book format. It's super, super cool. Gravity Rush 2 is amazing. Pinky Narf will back me up on this. Speaking of Pinky Narf, we have a request from her. We also have a couple other special ones for you lined up. We're going to play a little bit more Gravity Rush. Then we're going to play a little bit of Biomenace here for you. A little bit of Cyberwave Collective from Pinky Narf's recommendations. A little bit of Jet Set Radio Future. A little bit of Katamari Damacy. Got some Halo 2. Got some Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. Stay tuned. Lots of cool stuff here on Vancouver FM. We'll be right back. the OGs of the video game soundtrack scene, Bobby Prince, doing the music for Biomenace, a DOS game from the early 90s, kind of one of the first PC games I played. Shout out to Momcoover. This is the music from The Sewer. And of course, with the city music is classic. We played a whole bunch of stuff from here, but I just love the grooviness of this one. And that is Momcoover's bread and butter when it comes to video games. She knows how to. And she beat the game, beat all three episodes of the game. She came to me afterwards and was like, yeah, I beat the game, but I had to turn on cheats. And I'm like, well, now you're a real gamer. It's funny, down at the bottom it says, this is not shareware. I'm going to play one more from here. Dirty Water is so good. Let's do the city, though, because... Yeah. This is the classic. For many, many years, Momcoover also used this as a classic example to explain to people what a diminished chord was in music. So see if you can pick out where the diminished chords are. Hear those chords? So good. A little bit of a recommendation from Pinky Narf here. This is a Vancouver artist, I do believe. AK Music, A-E-K-A-E, from Vancouver. Nice, counts as local and CanCon. Let's go. It's a little bit of hard wave for you. Well, that was awesome. We got to find more of that artist for sure, for sure. We can play some Jungle. Because there was a point in time in which N64 was just pumping out Jungle tracks. So this is from a decent game. It's decent, but the soundtrack's amazing. 1080 Snowboarding on the N64. That previous track was AK from Vancouver. Super cool. Stick with us here on Vancouver FM, Vancouver's only chiptune broadcast on CJSF 90.1 FM. We are, of course, thanking all of our listeners. It is Listener Appreciation Week here on CJSF all week long. Please tune in to all the different awesome programs we have begun this week on Monday. Some excellent shows. Daniel's Open Mic, Wandering Rhythms, Vancouver Espana, The Metal Meltdown. Super cool. Tuesdays, we've got Slumber Party, one of the brand new shows here at CJSF from 6 to 7. Shout outs DJ Coco, DJ Star. We've got, of course, Vancouver FM, PM to 10 PM. What's good? You know what's up. Wednesdays, The Blurred Crusade. Best in post-punk and post-rock and punk and all that good stuff. Noise of Carpet, 90s indie music, 1 p.m. on Wednesdays. We've got Radio Goethe at 2 p.m. on Wednesdays. So good. Thursdays, we have Free Voices, one of the best talk shows we've got on here, hosted by Huayinch from the Inflakutmuk Nation. Big shout outs, one of my very good friends here at the station. And of course, the arts show, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. every Thursday with DJ All Sweat, Jacob Gradowski. I might be getting a bicycle from him. Heck yes. Fridays, of course, we have, I want to listen to that one again. It's just so good. Because we're talking about CJSF, you know, it's like when we do the news, we need something that can loop in the background. Make sure you don't pause it. That's how you know it's live radio, folks. CJSF 90.1 FM. Some other shows. Friday afternoon, we got Department Uno. That's my other show, my alter alias as a serious musician. During the day, you can find me here at the station. I'm the music director here at CJSF 90.1 FM. I take care of the library, which has over 90,000 items and is growing constantly, as well as our playlist, which features upwards of 700-800 new albums at any given time, reviewing 100-200 albums a week of stuff that comes across my desk. Some amazing things. Of course, Roots and Berries at noon. Big shout out to Robin, one of my coworkers, does amazing bluegrass and roots and folk. Maybe a little twangy country in there from time to time. Super, super cool stuff. Old-timey country music and Americana and roots and folk and acoustic stuff. At 3, of course, is the Steve Chong Show, your source of local sports and news and independent music. Voice of the North, our Mandarin language programming. On the weekend, on Saturdays, we've got our big block of Caribbean music with ACC and Pirates of the Caribbean and West Indies Culture Shock. On Sunday evenings, we have the Vancouver Mixtape, all Vancouver bands. Big shout out Jesse. We've got Il Sole Italiano, our Italian language programming, Sons Lusitanos, Portuguese language programming. Just so much cool stuff. Even our syndicated stuff is good, you know? Terra Informa, Radio EcoShock, Alternative Radio News, Democracy Now! And it's thanks to you, the listener, for tuning into all these varied programs that helps keep them vibrant and alive. Here on CJSF 90.1 FM, diverse, independent, yours. Next up, we got the SSX Tricky OST, one of my favorite games, made right here in Burnaby, EA Sports. It was all about snowboarding. Probably one of the best snowboarding games, SSX Tricky, on the PS2. This is the Garibaldi theme, as in Mount Garibaldi, of which I have hiked. amazing. If Katamari Damacy wasn't such an amazing game, this would be my favorite game of all time. Certainly my favorite Xbox game. As in Xbox huge. the big one that could, kill a chihuahua if you dropped it on it. The big black and green one with the huge honking controllers that could easily work as a nice morning star if you attached a pole to them. This is, of course, The Concept of Love, the theme song by Hideki Naganuma from Jet Set Radio Future. Music from my favorite video game of all time. I don't think anything can beat it. I just think it's just so wacky. It's cel shaded. It's made in Japan. It came out in, 2003, 2004. Katamari Damacy. It is 2004. I was right. And back in the day, it was the Wikipedia featured article the day on my birthday many years ago, so I was like, it's a sign from the universe. Katamari Damacy is the best game ever. It also has the best soundtrack. I struggle to think of a soundtrack. The only one that comes close is Jet Set Radio Future. In terms of a soundtrack where I don't skip any of the tracks. It's tough. I listen to enough music, I skip through a lot of tunes. This one is super cool. Definitely an underrated track. It's called Angel Gifts or Angel Flavors Present. Translation and everything. But the Katamari theme song is like na 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 na. That comes in as a motif, and you'll hear it come through a little bit later. I'm going to go grab a little bit of water. We'll be right back. You're listening to Big Listener Appreciation Week. Thank you, the listener, for tuning in. It is thanks to you, and we are thanking you all week long. You are amazing. You are the reason that we do our shows live here. We are so thankful that you lend an ear to our corner of the airwaves, that you've got your dial locked on 90.1 FM, that you've tuned in through cgsf.ca, or you're catching us in podcast form on the website as well. Of course, you can interact with us on the medias of social variety. If you want to find out more about Vancouver, just go to the website, vancouver.com. We'll be right back. I love this part. Anybody recognize this one? It's from Super Mario 64. One of the first widely successful 3D games. Unless you count Doom, but you know, this one was like, it ushered in the 3D age. The controls on Super Mario 64 suck. They do. Anybody who loves that game is viewing them through extremely rose-tinted nostalgia glasses, of which we wear regularly here on this program. But it doesn't excuse the fact that the controls for Super Mario 64 are garbage. Again, soundtrack super, super cool. Big shout-outs. My man, Koji Kondo. This is the metallic Mario theme. It's when you hit the metal box and then instead of getting a fireball or an invincibility power, you turn into Metal Mario. And Metal Mario is heavier and he drops to the ground faster. But he's all nice and shiny, so it was an excuse to show off our nice new 3D engine as well, too. So good, so good, so good, so good, so good. Love that one. We're going to rock in the top of the hour here with one of the most epic pieces of music. Shoutouts to a Washington State-based studio, Bungie. That's right. Now known as 343, or at least kind of spiritually as 343, but this is from Halo 2. This is the Halo theme, the Mjolnir mix. And this is an epic piece of music, so I'll rejoin you when it's past the watershed at 9 p.m. We'll see you in a bit. You're listening to Big Hoover FM, Listener Appreciation Week 2024. CJSF 90.1 FM.